Time for the birthday scam, and Dean's going to call a woman. Her and her fiancé are going to be moving in together soon, and they ordered a bed and mattress. And originally there was confusion on the delivery. She was supposed to get the delivery and did get the delivery free, but we're going to call and say she owes for the delivery. And there's something horribly wrong with the mattress.
This is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, this is Paul with Furniture. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I hate to bother you at work.
Okay.
I'm going over the problem we had with your delivery.
Uh-huh.
Was everything finally settled to your satisfaction?
Yeah, we got it. They delivered it on the day that I had wanted.
Okay.
So, yeah, it worked out okay.
I guess, though, that we didn't account for the delivery charge.
I wasn't supposed to have one.
Oh, well.
Because I bought it on the day that... you guys were doing that 10-hour sale that Saturday.
Okay.
And my salesperson said there was no delivery charge.
Well, boy, I don't know. Maybe you misunderstood. Could that perhaps be?
No, I have it in writing. There was no delivery charge.
Well, that person was not authorized to make that claim.
Okay.
Our policy is to always, and we never waive it, have a delivery charge of $75.
Okay. Well, I have on my invoice that I signed, that she signed, it says there's no delivery charge. And, you know, I'm sorry if she wasn't authorized to do that, but that's not my fault.
You know, that's just our policy, and, I mean, we really went above and beyond with your delivery. I mean, we had all the changes and...
But I don't think I was making any outrageous request. I did this, like, a week and a half in advance, and then somebody else messed up.
Well, I know, but that's just our policy. We're trying to accommodate you as best we can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not unreasonable that you should pay a delivery charge for that.
Except that I have in writing that there was none.
Well, and you can go ahead and send me a copy of that. But in
okay.
the meantime, I'm going to run it on your credit card.
That's fine. And I'll be talking to my lawyer.
Oh, no. What's that going to accomplish? Don't tell me you hung up.
Already?
Okay, here's where it starts to get weird.
Mrs. Aaron?
Aaron, Paul from Furniture. I think we got disconnected.
Mm-hmm. I'm not authorizing you to do that.
To run your credit card?
Correct.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to solve this problem.
But it's not my problem.
Well, hanging up isn't going to solve anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I have your phone number?
And that hurt my feelings.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're not being very customer service-like.
I have a confession to make.
Mm-hmm.
The mattress you bought, you thought was new, but is actually a refurbished mattress. Yeah. And the reason I know this is because the mattress had belonged to me. And,
oh, really?
You probably don't know it, haven't noticed yet, but I have a terrible incontinence problem. And that mattress...
Can I speak to your supervisor, please?
Why? I'm just trying to be honest with you.
That's fine, and I would like to speak to your supervisor. Since, you know, I'm the customer and all.
I got a lot of... fun times on that mattress, and I was thinking maybe you and I could create some of them.
Ew.
F-bomb.
This is Aaron.
Aaron, Brian wanted us to call you for your birthday.
And who would this be?
This is Dean and Raj, birthday scam guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brian, and that's your brother, right?
Uh-huh.
He thought this would be really funny. How do you feel about it?
Like a total idiot, because I just reported you to Furniture.
I wish you'd call them back.